4th of July 2019. We are continuing the reflections about real freedom. With our last meditation, we started to reflect about something which is very important for a Christian's faith because we want to live as free people. Different ways where we cannot live our freedom, as we already reflected, we make a stop that God's love can flow through us. So it can be that we have a wonderful faith, but if we are not free, we are still in some inner prisons. Or at least we cannot enjoy the real freedom God wants to give us. Only the Son makes you free, said Jesus to us. We know He wants to redeem us from our sins, and all the consequences of the sins also, but also from these inner blockades we have inside of us, which are hindering the light of God. Today we'll look to another point which makes us unfree, and this is very common. People who feel a complex of minority inside of themselves. We should know these complexes have nothing to do with real humility. They coming out of an attitude which is concentrated to the ego and is more close to pride. You want to be something before the eyes of the world. But you cannot manage that this image is really real before the people. But you don't accept this in the right way, which would lead you to God and to talk with Him about that. No, it's like you feel very bad inside. You feel like nobody. This, of course, is hindering that you are free with people. Always you are under them. You feel like you are less than the others. And also we can have forms of idealization. To make it a little bit clear and simple example, let's think one person is growing up in the countryside and he had not the possibility to go to a very good school because the parents had been poor. Another one, he had other circumstances and he had a very good school. So the first one is always now suffering under such a kind of minority complex and feel that the other one is above him. Also, the society says, oh, it's most important that you have a good school. In all meetings with those people who had a better school, he now is very weak, feels like nothing. He cannot communicate normally. He admires the other ones. He thinks this person is very high. He dreams that he could be like him and is suffering that he is not. So the other one is always in advance before him. And it's a certain kind of, to be a knight. Well, we can transport these reflections to other circumstances, like some are rich, other are poor, wonderful, beautiful woman, the other not so beautiful, a good family, a bad family with problems, and so on and so on and so on. It's always the same point. the one who has minority complex, he starts always to protect himself that other people will not know what is with him. He feels very, very weak that other people will discover what is inside of him. And therefore he does a lot of things that other people accept him. But he cannot let himself, and he cannot answer objectively to the situations which are coming, especially not with those who seems to be very intelligent. If he does not deal with this kind of unfreedom, it can be that when he meets other people and he thinks he is better, that he is very proud. Some circumstances, like growing up in a poor country, you are not responsible for this. But it can also be that you did something you were responsible, and this makes a terrible complex because you did something which you want to hide before people. And so you are not free to answer to the situations which are coming. But in all ways we have the same way which is leading to freedom, which brings us out of the inner prison. We have to understand our real value, which is coming from God, and also to internalize this value. We are beloved children of God. God does not love us because we are so wonderful before the world. No, he also does not love us because we have special talents, or have they not? No, he loves us because we are his children. Like in a family, if a baby is coming, we love him because it's given by God. This very simple understanding is most important, especially when this is the consequence that it should be our normal feeling of life to be loved by God. Because then there will start a process of inner liberation, we could say. Not always to be something very special in the eyes of others. Not only be under the people, and always to hide the things inside of us which we think would blame us or would give bad impression to other people. And so we will be like in a prison. Even if we did something really wrong for ourselves, we should not continue to live in an inner prison. If God forgives us, and he is always ready to forgive if we repent, then we will win the last freedom, even if people are refusing us. And if something what we did will be said from one to another, it's not nice, but we can use it as a purification, or in other ways God will show us. Nobody can bring us into an inner prison if we open our soul really to God. So we know there are ways to overcome those minority complexes, and that we use the freedom God is giving us also when we meet other people, and then we win also the freedom in ourselves.
Today's communion verse is a part of Psalm 25. O God of Israel, redeem me out of all my troubles.
A te, Domine, levavi anima mia. Deus meus in te confido, non erubescas.